gardening, advice on correct watering. Watering plants throughout the summer months is crucial, allowing them to grow, but it can be hard to get it right. An expert has shared various ways to make sure you're watering correctly. Use the correct pots. Using pots with little drainage will ensure that your plants will not get waterlogged, whilst ensuring that your plants have an adequate supply of water during hot weather. This also applies to hanging baskets and containers. You could use water-storing granules for easy watering, which act as an insurance policy against underwatering. Free mixes aren't as good at retaining water, so for containers and hanging baskets, the granules are very handy. Terracotta pots look great in the garden, but they are porous, meaning they'll absorb some of the water you give the plants, so make sure to keep an eye. To plants at the base. Watering plants at the base ensures that water will evaporate from the soil and not from your plants. Evaporation from flowers and leaves can dry out your plants and cause fungal infections, which can be detrimental to their health. The majority of garden plants are better off being watered at the bottom. Watering plants from above can cause many issues and damage your plant health, such as plant weakening, reduced flowering, and reduced photosynthesis. Some conditions, including rust, powdery mildew, and black spot, which can reduce flowering and is commonly seen on roses. Gardeners can also improve air circulation around plants by pruning, thinning, and spacing them properly, making sure to do all this at the correct time. June is still within the prime planting season for various types of plants, including annuals, vegetables, and herbs. It's the perfect time to take advantage of the remaining time before the hotter months to establish new plants. However, it is also important to take extra care of them in hotter conditions. According to the experts, the correct time of the day is in the morning. Have time to water the plants then. To ensure that evaporation doesn't damage your plants, it is best to water them in the morning or in the evening. This is due to the fact that evaporation can dry out your plants. Watering in the evening may attract slugs, however, especially if the weather is particularly humid. Keeping plants healthy during hosepipe bans. Another issue about watering is when water companies impose hosepipe bans. Garden enthusiasts and homeowners may find themselves wondering how to keep their precious plants and green spaces thriving without the use of a hose. Here are some tips and tricks that will ensure your plants flourish even without the convenience of hoses and sprinklers. While gardeners may not be able to use their hoses or sprinklers, the ban does not apply to watering cans. However, it's crucial to exercise water conservation by adopting targeted watering practices. Focus on key areas such as potted plants, which generally require more water than bedded plants, as well as specific plant species that demand extra moisture. When using a watering can, direct the water to the base of the plant and soil, taking care to avoid wetting the leaves, which can be prone to sun scorching during peak daytime hours. You should also only water early in the morning or evening when it's cooler to prevent the water evaporating, giving your plants lasting hydration. People can also maximise water usage by repurposing household water sources, but you may need family help to do so. Consider reusing water from baths, kitchen sinks, or even leftover water from boiling vegetables. This short-term solution can be used immediately to nourish your plants and ensure their health. The experts emphasise that soil and potting compost possesses excellent filtering properties, making it generally safe to use grey water on your plants. Just remember to employ the leftover water within 24 hours to prevent the build-up of bacteria. For finickety potted plants that need regular hydration all day long, the expert shared a DIY drip irrigation system using just a plastic bottle. Remove the bottle cap and pierce small holes using a pin. Fill the bottle with water and secure the lid. Flip the bottle upside down and you'll notice the water will begin to trickle, but this will quickly subside once a vacuum is created inside the bottle. Position the water bottle with the bottle lid just below the surface of the soil and use a stake to keep it upright. The bottle will slowly drip release with the water without you having to do a thing. You could even distill some liquid fertilizer for plants that need that extra oomph. This clever technique can be used year-round and proves particularly beneficial during summer holidays, allowing you to enjoy your time away without worrying about the hydration needs of your plants.